You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Today is the court-ordered deadline for the Trump administration to reunite young migrant children, children under age five, with their parents. These kids have been held by the government for weeks, even months, after being separated from their parents at the southern border because of the zero-tolerance policy. There are reports about 54 children across the country will be reunited with their parents today, some in Michigan. Abril Valdez is an attorney with the ACLU Michigan. She represents two dads from Honduras whose small children were taken from them at the border and have been in foster care since in Michigan. I spoke with her just about an hour ago as she waited for her clients and their children to be released.
It's been a chaotic day. We have been given the runaround of when and where our fathers are going to get reunited. We finally arrived at a nice field office in Grand Rapids, and the father and children have now been reunited, and we are awaiting their exit from the center. I have not been able to see my client. I have only been able to talk to them on the phone, and so we're hoping that they come out in the next 5 minutes with their babies.
How would you describe the way the federal government has handled this court-ordered reunification of these families with small children? I mean, is there a process? Do they have transportation, referrals of any kind?
Absolutely not. It's fly by the night. It's just chaotic and unorganized. I was told where my client was going to be an hour before he arrived. In the middle of the state, if he was not represented, he would be meandering around in the middle of Michigan without knowing the language, with a toddler, with absolutely no resources, no driver's license, no money, no clothes on his back. And it's just absolutely ridiculous. They continue to traumatize these families this way.
What's ahead when these families come out now? What will you be doing with them and for them?
We're providing emergency housing, transitional housing, until their pending immigration case, but those details are still being worked out.
Do we know if the government, Abril, missed that court order deadline for any other families in Michigan? You're seeing your two clients reunited today, but do we know if there's still kids under age five in Michigan who have not yet been reunited?
There is a total of eight children in Michigan. We know that one of the parents have already been deported out of those eight children. So that means we have an orphan here in Michigan who's going to be in long-term foster care because they have no family to reunify with. And then out of those seven left, we have three today being reunified, but the remaining, there has been no word on where, if they're going to transport their parents to Michigan, when and where that's taking place.
So just question marks.
Correct.
And we have thousands of kids around the country aged five and older still in government custody, maybe as many as 2,900 separated kids. And that deadline is July 27th. Do we have any idea, Abril, how many of these children are in Michigan?
I don't know how many are in Michigan. I believe it's about the 50s, about the total number of children that are in Michigan.
Do you have any feeling whether the government will have these older children reunited with their parents by that deadline?
I hope so. I mean, there's a federal judge, court order, and I'm hoping that they abide and they use the same resources and the same time and energy that they put into separating these families. They put that same energy to reuniting them.
What is next here in Michigan? What are you watching for?
We're just vigilant on the next attack on our communities. Everything that has happened is just a target to separate families, from ending TPS to doing this to little ones to the Muslim ban. It just feels like we are consistently under attack.
What is it that you want people listening to you right now to really understand? You know these two fathers, you know the situations. What do you want people to grasp about the situation these folks are in?
I want them to just open their hearts and see this not from a legality perspective, because there's nothing illegal about seeking asylum, which is exactly what these parents did. They didn't break any law. They showed up at the border. They sought help from our government, and our government turned around and ripped their children away from them. And so if we just have a little empathy and actually see them as human beings. We will see how everybody, there is no, it's a bipartisan issue of how cruel this is. If anybody with a child can think of spending the next 3 months without knowing where their child is, whether they're healthy, whether they're still breathing, whether they're being cared for, I mean, that should devastate anyone. And so this is no way to treat any human being, regardless of what language they speak or what country they come from.
Abril, just so everyone's clear, what's the next legal step for your clients now that they're reunited with their children?
My clients will continue with their proceedings in immigration court.
Abril Valdez, who's an attorney with the ACLU Michigan, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.